Wake Up Call on WTLS continues. Some guys from Monster Mountain in this morning. The track here in Tallahassee. And I'm going to talk about what's going on out there. And the new owner is here, Keith Kingsfield. Appreciate you guys coming in. And we'll talk about some of the riders that are here with you as well, a trainer. And, well, let me hear from you. How long have you had the ownership of the track first, Keith? How long has this been?
So we purchased it in December of last year. So we're right at about 10 months, 9.5 months.
Tell me your background in this kind of field here and about Monster Mountain itself.
Yeah, that's a funny story. My background, I'm a retired banker. I was in banking for 25 years and decided I was going to try to find the thing that was the furthest away from banking to do with my family. And my motocross was in my family's life since I was a kid. And my oldest son started racing and Monster Mountain became available and came down and we met with the previous owner and met with Tyler, the trainer that's there, and decided it was a good opportunity for our family and thought that it would be fun for us to create an environment with Tyler and these kids where kids could chase their dreams and give them the tools and resources to become the best they very could that they could at motocross.
I think you've succeeded. This is probably as far from banking as you could have imagined.
As far from banking as you could have imagined. The first day I sat on a tractor, it was amusing.
So talk about the track. It's been here about 20 years in Tallahassee. And
that's right.
I remember when it was first opened, and the people that we've had on the air over the years talk about this. They talk about it's a world-class track. It really is.
It is. It is a nationally known track. Everybody that knows anything about motocross knows about Monster Mountain. It's kind of a destination that people want to come to, and we're just trying to rebuild the greatness that it once had and bring back we've added the training academy, which it's never had, where we've got kids that live on site and they train full time. They do homeschooling on site and they're just there to pursue their dreams. And then we're trying to add some big racing, which will add to the economy of Tallahassee, and just really creates a good environment for the track and for the town.
So how many kids are doing the training academy?
Tyler, I would say it ranges anywhere from 8 to we had 30 this summer.
Yeah. Right now we're sitting at about, 15 right now, after Loretta Lynn's, one of the biggest nationals of the year. It's kind of, most of the kids are just trying to finish the year out. So right now we got a good group of kids, the core kids. Usually it stays about 15, but somewhere, I think earlier this year we had close to 30.
So, really?
It was a good time. We've been growing. We've only been here for a very short time, and for what we're doing, it's been great.
Well, tell us about yourself, Tyler. This is Tyler Thompson. You're the trainer there at the track.
Yes, sir. I've been around motocross for 35 years, I guess.
Like you're 35, maybe. since you were walking and crawling and stuff, I guess.
Yeah, I jumped on a bike when I was 2. My dad threw me on there and said, "Good luck." I'll be 38 here soon, so I guess it's been a little long, but. Yeah, I've been doing this a long time. I've been training kids for close to 20 years. I did it back in Indiana. I moved down here for this reason a few years ago, I haven't looked back since. I enjoy every minute of it, and I get a good group of kids. They're having a good time. I've got some guys that are in their late 60s that come. I got a couple guys. I still get the older crowd, which is awesome. Guys that they don't care about anything but just having a good time and learning to be safe, and so I'm trying to kind of keep that whole mentality of having a good time and being able to pursue something that most kids wish and dream, but for the right reasons.
Yeah, Reed, you did a great job of holding the microphone there. Reed Spencer's here as well.
Hey, man, you know I do what I can.
you ride a little bit, Reed?
I did back in my day. But now
we're getting him out of retirement.
They are. I've got a bike in the works now, rebuilding it. But it's these young boys here that motivate me. They ranging from 12 to 17, and they have signed contracts. These are actual racing contracts. These young men have devoted everything to riding, and I think it's just awesome, and I'm just glad to be able to be part of the Monster family, part of the crew. So proud of these boys. That's why we're here.
Well, let's let these guys talk a little bit. This is Stefan Persine and Ryder Thompson, who are with us. Congratulations on the contracts first. Stefan, we'll start with you. How old are you now?
I'm 17 now.
Yeah. Now, how long you been riding?
I believe it's about 11 years now.
Yeah. And Ryder, how about yourself?
I'm 13.
And when did you start?
I started riding when I was like 2.5. So tell us about riding and getting a contract. How did that come together for you?
Well, really, I couldn't do any of it without Monster Mountain and all them. Because I was just riding local, but it wasn't enough. So I came down here, decided to train, go big or go home. And this is what came up. And I guess we're just going to run it, see how it works.
Rider?
Dang.
What, you guys from around here? I mean, tell us where your background, where you come from.
Well, I'm from Michigan, actually. Yeah. I'm from Southern Michigan, so I just come down here to train.
So how often are you, how long are you here during a year? You're here most of the time?
Yeah, I go home every now and then after a big race just to see family, and then I'm right back.
You homesick, any?
No.
You love it, huh?
Yeah.
And Ryder, where's your background? Where you come from?
I used to live in Northern Indiana, and then we came here, and then, oh my gosh.
The guy behind you, I guess he helped get you down here, didn't he? That's your dad, right? The guy we're talking to, Tyler, right? Mm-hmm. So, I mean, Keith, I know it's great to see these guys get contracts. Where you guys, I know you don't just ride at Monster Mountain, so where do you get the tour? Where's some of the places you go?
So most of the racing we do is pretty much all over the country. Like, we're getting ready to head to Oklahoma in about a week and a half.
Yeah.
There's actually roughly 10 to 12 big races a year. We'll go from Texas. There's one in California that most of the kids are going to try to hit this year. Well, this coming year, I guess. Loretta Lynn's, which is the biggest amateur national in the world. It actually, we had, I think, 9 kids there this year.
Yeah.
So for us, that was a massive thing. I mean, for the first year of us really pushing it. So we had 9 kids there. Ryder finished inside the top 10 in a couple motos. I got 11th overall. Stefan was inside the top 20. I think he was 18th and 19th overall, which in his class is pretty impressive because of the fact that most of the kids have already signed deals and Stefan is just getting his feet wet with getting some help and getting some stuff like that. So it was pretty awesome. We've got a couple other kids. Caden Switzer, he finished in the top 11 in another class. And a lot of the other kids were inside the top 20. So for us, it was phenomenal this year. We also go to Florida here in about, I think, 4 to 6 weeks. I'd have to look. It's Thanksgiving week, I guess. So we'll be, during Thanksgiving, we'll be eating turkey dinner down there and in Florida, which we do every year, but we got there, and then, like I said, it all varies from Tennessee to Florida to Michigan to Oklahoma to Texas to California. So it hops around. We don't race a lot, but the races we do go to, they're either a week long, 5 days long, 4 days long, because they get such a massive amount of riders, I guess, in a sense. I think Loretta's has anywhere between 2,000, 2,200 riders. And then you go to Minio's, which is in Florida, and they're close to 3,500 riders, if not more. So it all kind of varies, but that's usually what we're doing. We're just kind of head to the big race and see what we can do and try to make everybody jealous, I guess.
Get the contract. What does that mean for him? Obviously, it helps with some of the cost, I'm sure, doesn't it?
Yeah, so the contract that both Stefan and Ryder both signed, it's help. It's not a full ride, but it's definitely a help to get them to where they could excel more. Mike Burgess at Team Sakai he saw something in these guys. Wanted to help. And like I said, they're not getting free stuff, free bikes and this and that, but at what they're getting is so much more, like in help of family. There's 70 riders on the team. So like if anybody needs something, they're there. Along with the Monster Mountain team of us anyways. So we're there to help too. We want to make sure that all the kids are going too, but it helps them. It gives them some notoriety, helps them in the sport that we're doing, so much. And being with a team like Sakai, it gives them some notoriety through the motocross world and other sponsors that they could potentially take that to the next level. So it's good for them. It kind of puts some pressure on them, so which is good. It makes them actually want it a little bit more, I think, because now there's something to they can see that the hard work is paying off instead of you know, I did all this work and I'm still, you know, trying to tell Dad I need some more money, you know. but you know, now they're getting some help and getting some notoriety, so it's great for them, and it's definitely a cool thing for sure.
What do y'all think of Tattlesy? I mean, that's something you hadn't seen before. And I guess you've been here for a little while. What do outside of riding motorcycles?
Well, I mean, the group we have right now at Monster, we're all brothers by this point.
Yeah.
So we just hang out. I mean, it's great that Walmart's 7 minutes away. And anything you need's there.
Yes.
They got Dairy Queen. It's pretty good.
Good deal.
Model house. They're always looking for good fishing holes, too.
I'll bet. Yeah. So, Keith, let's talk about what the local schedule might be for people who might want to come out and just watch these guys run.
Yeah, so we've got, for this year, we've got three more races. We've got one the weekend of Halloween. So Saturday and Sunday, the 31st and November 1st, we're going to make a fun Halloween race. That is going to be part of the Alabama series. And we're looking to do some fun stuff to celebrate Halloween with the kids as well. And then we'll have in November the 15th, we've got a woods race. With Sika Racing, with Sika, and then the very next weekend we'll have a vintage race with Southeastern Vintage on the 21st, and then we'll start with a new schedule starting in 2021.
So you run a lot of weeks out there, don't you?
Yeah, well, with the weekends that we're not running races, we have open practice.
Yeah.
So unless there's weather or unless we've got a big race that the kids are chasing around the country, we're going to be, you know, we try to be open as much as we can for locals. And then in the wintertime, we're kind of a destination for a lot of folks up north because they just don't have the weather to ride year round. So like last winter, they came down in groups of 50 and 60 guys and they would spend the week and they would ride for a week at Monster Mountain, take their vacation, and then they'd all go back. And then the next weekend we'd have more, 120 guys or whatever it was from different parts of the country. So winter actually is a pretty busy time for us at Monster Mountain from a practice standpoint.
If you want to go watch a race, what does it cost to get in? What do you charge?
So race days, it's $10 gate fee. And then practice, if somebody just wanted to come and watch a practice, there is no gate fee. So they could come in. They've got to sign a waiver to make sure that, you know, if something happens that they've signed a waiver. But there is no cost to come in and watch these kids and see some of the amazing things that Ryder and Stefan and their buddies and even new kids that are just learning the sport. Some of the things that they get to do and watch them progress. To me, that's one of the things that I love the most is to watch kids like Stefan and Ryder excel and progress in their sport that they've chosen to do. And they learn new things and they get faster and faster. You can, you know, track their lap times. And it's a really, really good time. A lot different than banking.
Yeah, I'll bet. Well, it's good what you guys are doing. Good luck with the seasons ahead and in some upcoming races, and come back and see us. I guess you've got a Facebook page. You have a website, too?
We do. Yeah. We've got a website, www.monstermx.com. And then we've got Instagram and a Facebook. It's just Monster Mountain MX Park.
What do we do to get those Monster MX hats right there?
I thought when I left the track this morning, I thought I should have brought one.
Yeah, get me one. I don't know if you can find one to fit Trey in the lobby. He's got the biggest head in Tallahassee, but we'll work on it. Yeah, right.
They're adjustable, I'm telling you.
I don't know if it, you know, one size fits all doesn't apply with him. Appreciate y'all coming in. Good to see you. Keith Kingsfield, appreciate it. Of course, Ryder and Stefan, as well as Tyler and Reed, you too. Glad y'all could be with us. Good luck with the seasons ahead.
Thank you so much.
All right, appreciate you being here. More coming up as we continue on the Wake Up Call.